follow the order of confession and absolution printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I lift up my eyes to the hills.
From where does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, he who keeps Israel
will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The sun shall not strike you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil.
He will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in,
from this time forth and forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace, good will toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Holy.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, almighty and everlasting God, you have commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may direct and govern our hearts in all things, that we may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 32, beginning at verse 22. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. And he took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is broken." But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose up upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is in the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 2 Timothy, starting at chapter 3, verse 14, through chapter 4, verse 5. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluias.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
And Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often
sermon for today reflects upon, thinks about, meditates, is strengthened by Jesus' parable that we heard from Luke 18. I begin with repeating verse 1. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be open to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's interesting, the meaning, the power, the purpose of this parable is said right up front in the first verse. It doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes Jesus tells a parable and the disciples ask, what's the meaning of the parable? Other times he'll tell several parables in sequence in a row, they're recorded. And they all are making the same point, and you kind of learn by each parable what his main point is. Here, it's right up front. Luke says, and he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. To the effect, that little phrase right there, you can translate it different ways, but one way, and kind of more common way to translate that little Greek term is, it is necessary. It is necessary. And you could say, he told them, in effect, that it is necessary to always pray and not lose heart. Always. Paul said to pray unceasingly. And I have read commentaries that say, well, that was hyperbole, and he didn't really mean that. Really, all our life, every word is a prayer and praise to God. That's his intention. We are his people. And so perhaps when you stand, I like Culver's. This was from Wisconsin. You go to Culver's or Taco Bell or McDonald's and you say, I'd like one of your butter-fried bacon cheeseburgers at Culver's, or a taco, or whatever your favorite food is. Even those words. You're ordering something from the worker there, but you know that God is giving you food and sustenance. You're going to pray when you receive it. Or you think, as we do, we hear the siren of the emergency vehicle, the rescue vehicle, and we pray for those doing the work and those who are being helped. Or we go out to do our work for today, maybe a long task in front of us, and we pray. We pray for safety. We pray for success. So our prayers may not be formally constant, but we're living in God's grace, whatever we're doing. It also reminds us of those sins when we don't say things or think things that are according to God's will. Always to pray. And not to lose heart. Not to say, I prayed for this for 3 years and nothing has happened yet, I'm going to stop praying. Not that. Not that I prayed and I fasted for 3 days. Nobody knows I did it, but I fasted for 3 days and I prayed for 3 days. And now God didn't answer me, so I'm going to stop. He wasn't listening. Not that. But not to lose heart. So that was what Jesus wanted to teach them with this parable. It's right up front. This is the meaning of the parable. And he tells this parable about this unjust judge. And Jesus tells this story very clearly. He doesn't have to give very much of a history of this judge, does he? He fears neither God nor man. This is just a bad guy. Fears neither God nor man. And so this widow is going to him, needing help, needing justice. And she continues to go to him so that this unjust judge says to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, I don't care anything about God and I don't care anything about anybody, but this woman is so much coming to me, this has to stop. I'm going to listen. And then Jesus stops the parable right there. And he says, hear what the unrighteous judge says. An unrighteous, just a bad guy. He said that he would help her because he's tired of listening to her. He says, will not God give justice to his elect? Will not a just God? He's making a contrast here. He tells this very detailed in that it's specific. He's an unjust judge. He doesn't care about God or humans, nothing. But he listened to the woman finally. If he's unjust, then what about the just God, the one who listens? Isn't he listening? Of course he will. And he will give justice to his elect. Now that's a very specific word. The ones he chose. So Jesus is telling his disciples this teaching so that they would pray always and not lose heart. And he's telling them, let me tell you about a judge who's just a really bad guy, but he does listen finally to the woman who keeps coming to him. She constantly went to him. She did not lose heart. She was going to beat him down and make him listen. But what about God who loves you and who elected you to be his son, to be his daughter? Of course he's going to listen to you. Of course, no matter what you're thinking, no matter what it seems like, God's listening to you because he elected you to be his child. He chose to listen to you. He is listening. We could look at several passages in Scripture that speak about the elect, but I chose this from Ephesians 1, which I printed there. Paul wrote, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as he chose us, and you can put in there, even as he elected us, in him, that's in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. If God chose us before the foundation of the world, if he elected us before the foundation of the world, won't he certainly listen to our prayers here every day? Doesn't he even know what we're going to pray? We have pets. We have flocks and herds. We have these possessions that we pay attention to. And we're just the owner. But God chose us to be with him eternally in Christ. So he will listen because he chose to be our God, to be our Heavenly Father. Of course he's going to listen. This is The power of that one word that Jesus uses there. Will not God give justice to his elect, the ones he chose? And I have more there from Ephesians 1, just to bring to point how much he has elected us and chosen us. He has elected us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. If we pray to God, help me obey you, God, help me to be holy and blameless, forgive my sins, is that not his will, exactly what he wants us to do? That's what he chose us to be. So when we pray for that, he listens. That is his will. He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. When we pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ for the sake of his Son, some phrasing like that, we are putting before God the Father, your Son died for me. Your Son rose for me. His shed blood is on me. Father, in his shed blood, in the death of your Son, I pray to you. Will he not listen? He is listening. According to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. God is listening. But Pastor, I've been praying for this for 5 years. I've been praying for this for 15 years. Is God not listening? He is listening. He has his will that he was going to carry out. When Jesus says then at the end of this reading, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? He is calling his disciples, us, to believe that God is in control and that we are part of the elect and that he was listening to us his whole life. If we get to the point, God forbid, that we would say, God is not listening, he hasn't answered this, and you know what's in the back of our mind when we say that, he hasn't answered this the way I wanted, but he hasn't answered this, and so that's it. I'm going to stop going to church, stop reading the Bible, I'm going to stop praying. And then what has happened? Faith has stopped. And that's what Jesus is saying. Will the Son of Man find faith? Will Jesus, he is saying, will I find you in faith, praying to the Father, knowing he's in control, knowing that you are the elect, so you keep praying and are in faith? He challenges us, he directs us, he teaches us, as Luke says and starts this reading, to pray constantly and not lose heart. We are the elect. It is God's will to save us. It is God's will to listen to us. And it's God's will for us to say, you are in charge, God. You're doing what needs to be done. But I'm still worried and I'm going to keep praying about this every day. And he keeps listening. And no matter what, God, your will be done. I pray in the name of Jesus, your will be done. I believe. You are in control and you have saved me. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, forgive us when our prayers stop. Forgive us when we give up or are tempted into unbelief or tempted to sin that takes our faith away. Whatever has happened, forgive us. Strengthen us each day. Strengthen us in these words of Jesus, that we may continue to pray that, of course, you are listening, and of course, you are answering. Help us to know and trust you are in control. We can bring all things to you in prayer. And that your will, in the name of Jesus Christ, is being done. Keep us in your will. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing hymn 781, verses 1, 2, and 6. The offering is brought forward, verse 6. Congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayers printed in the bulletin, the prayers of Zion Lutheran Church. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, the righteous call to you day and night, and you answer them speedily. Grant us faith to rest securely in your mercy and justice. As we await the coming of the Son of Man. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, Timothy was charged to preach the word in season and out. Grant us faithful pastors who will answer your call to be faithful voices, speaking your word to those who have not heard it, to those lost in error, to those who have fallen away, and to those who are weary. Bless all those in full-time service to your church, and raise up many who will serve the generations to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have caused the sacred writings of your word to be proclaimed throughout all generations. Encourage and strengthen parents to teach your words to their children, that your people may be trained in righteousness and equipped in every good work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Judge of all, grant justice according to your word to all who suffer wrong. Give wisdom and understanding to the leaders of all nations, especially our own, that they may punish evil and reward good, fearing God and respecting man. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal provider, thank you for all the harvest work. For you are the Lord of the harvest, and we recognize that all good gifts, our body and soul, come from your hand. We ask you to give protection and success to all the work at this time of harvesting, transporting, and processing the crops, herds, and flocks. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, because you neither slumber nor sleep, deliver us from evil. Especially we beg you to keep the lives of those who face sickness, injuries, and troubles. We remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin and Bill, Gary and Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Carlene, Grace, Sue and Steve, Rick, Brandy, Maverick, Elizabeth, Jeff, Pastor Nauman, Pastor Shirey, Pastor Sigmund, and Ohio District President Dr. Wilson. We pray for all the suffering and for all those rescuing others from the Hurricane Ian, and we pray for the family of Arlene Roth, and for the family of Patience Bissian, and for the family of Jim Croy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you behold our going in and our coming out, both now and forevermore. Grant us repentant hearts as we approach your altar this day, that confident in your protection and grace, we may receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for our good. May this pledge of salvation preserve our life, keep us from all evil, and guard us in all our ways. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, you desire us to come to you in prayer and not lose heart in the midst of suffering. As we struggle with many afflictions in this veil of tears, strengthen us by the suffering and cross of your Son. Have mercy upon us when our spirits fail, and we are overwhelmed by despair. Renew our faith by the proclamation of the gospel, to cry to you in hope day and night. You are our keeper. Guard us when death draws near, and grant that we would be found faithful on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
When peace like a
well with my soul.
day
that our faith shall be signed.
Let your body of Christ, which is given for you.
The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trumpet shall sound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is
May
well
the true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting.
It is well, it is well with my soul.
Christ given for you. Take, eat. The true body of Christ given for you.
Sin sick soul.
The congregation is invited to stand for the communion dismissal. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, 869.
Jesus will pray.
Father's blessing. Safely then your course will run toward the promise pressing. Good will follow everywhere, while you here must wander. You at last the joy will share in the mansions yonder. Thus, Lord Jesus, every task be to you commanded. May your will be done, I ask, until life is ended. Jesus, in your name begun, be the day's endeavor. Grant that it may well be done to your